Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary, practical advice to say we have made it to the last Mishnah of the last paragraph in Chapter 2 in Perek Bet. We are looking at 2:17 Perek Bet Mishnah Ted Zion with the commentary of the Mishnah elucidated from Arsko with the wonderful translation, the wonderful commentary. We're going to do the Mishnah and the notes, and we'll finish off after the Mishnah, the special little saying, the special little Agadic Mishnah that we say to finish off the Perek, God willing. So let's say the Mishnah and the Agadic saying, and then we'll translate God willing, and then we'll look at the notes, Emir Tzashem. Thank you for joining us on our journey. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Lo alacha ham lacha ligmor, v'lo ata ben chorin liba tel mi mena, im lamadita Torah harbe, nosnim lacha sachar harbe. V'ne'man hu ba'al malachticha, she yeshalim lacha sachar pa'ula secha, v'da matan sachar anshal tzadikim la'asad lovo. Rav Tarfon used to say, it is not an obligation upon you to finish the work, but you are not free to be idle from it. If you have learned much Torah, they give you much reward, and your employer can be relied upon you to pay the wages of your work. Know that the main reward of the righteous is in the world to come, in the future to come. Before we look at the notes, let's finish off the parak with the saying, Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer. Rabbi Hananya, the son of Akasha, says, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael, the Holy One blessed is he, wished to confer merit upon Israel. Lefigach Hirbalahem Torah Mitzvahs, he gave them an abundance of Torah Mitzvahs, so many Mitzvahs to choose from. There's really a Mitzvah for you, there's a Mitzvah for me, there's a Mitzvah for all of us that we can really excel in and really latch on to. 613 choices of many, many categories. He gave us a Torah and Mitzvahs in abundance, as it says, Shenemar, Adonai Chavetz Masako Yagdil Torah V'yadir, Hashem desired for the sake of Israel's righteousness that the Torah be made great and glorious. Hashem wants us to be glorious. Hashem wants us to make Him glorious and make the world glorious. He doesn't need us to do it for Him, but we need to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, whatever we can do, being involved in mitzvahs and Torah and chesed, making the world a better place. There's so many mitzvahs to choose from. There's so much chesed to choose from, so much Torah to learn from, to choose from, to make the world a better place. We need to start what we can every day, a little bit, in so many different ways. So the Mishnah talked about not an obligation upon you to finish the work. A person might ask himself why he should even bother to study Torah in the first place, since he'll surely never master all of it. The Mishnah therefore teaches that our job is not to finish the entire Torah, but to study as much of it as we can, Rabbeinu Yonah points out, and the extent of our effort will determine our reward, as Rabbeinu Bachya points out. So you're not able to say it's not an obligation upon you to finish work, but you're not free to be idle from it either. Since we're not expected to master the entire Torah, a person might think that as long as he has made a minimal effort, studied a small part of it, he has fulfilled his obligation. This is not so. Since we're not free men who may do as they please, but servants of God, is our master's wish that we toil day and night in the study of his Torah, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. And we must realize that if you learn much Torah, they give you much reward, especially Hashem we're talking about. This is an incentive for a person to try as hard as possible, since the more you learn, the greater your reward will be. Rabbeinu Yonah points out, even a person who has mastered the Torah and seemingly has nothing left to learn is rewarded for reviewing what he already knows, since even each review further clarifies his Torah knowledge, as Sforno points out. And then we have to realize that your employer can be relied upon you to pay you the wages of your work. The same God who told us to study the Torah will reward us in this world for our efforts. Torah study is one of the commandments for which a person enjoys the benefits both in this world and the next. Rabbeinu Bachya points out, the main reward of the righteous is in the world to come. Although God may partially reward you during this lifetime for Torah study and keeping the commandments, majority of this reward is not something that can be enjoyed or appreciated in this world. Man's principal reward must therefore wait for the spiritual plane of the world to come, as Rabbeinu Bachya points out. So remember, there's much to do. You can't say, I can't finish it. You got to do something. You got to at least start. Learn a lot of Torah. Hashem will give you a lot of reward. Remember, Hashem is trustworthy to pay you. He'll get you back for whatever you do, especially chesed, Torah, tzedakah, and understand that the real righteous reward is in the world to come. Join us next time. Congratulations on finishing Chapter 2, Perek Bet. Join us next time as we begin Perek Gimel here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.